You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at Site Village Southeast at Kensington Town Hall in London. And I'm joined by Glenn Tookie from Sight and Sound. Glenn, what have you got on the Sight and Sound stand this year?
Well, I think the answer will be the same every year. We've got the best and the newest technology. Sight and Sound, we tend to look for the best solutions in the different areas, whether it be blindness, low vision these days, wearables and navigation, etc. And we try to find things that really work, that are really good value, and we distribute those. So on our stand here today, you'll find a range of really good, really new, and hopefully really valuable tech for the people with low vision.
And I know you're obviously one of the main suppliers of JAWS and Freedom Scientific Braille displays and things like that. And I think there's been a recent update to JAWS. Are there any sort of new bits in JAWS that people should know about?
Yes, so we're on JAWS 2023 now. And we are, yes, the master distributor of JAWS, ZoomText, Fusion and all that software. And we provide all the support to the users in the UK. So I hope you out there listening are getting what you need in terms of making your software run. Yes, JAWS has updates every October, November time, and the main feature is scene description in this latest JAWS. That is where the JAWS basically sees on a website something which is highlighted, something which is emboldened, maybe something on offer or something like that, and picks it out and allows you to arrow straight in on it. So you've got your headings, shortcuts, you've got your titles, you've got different ways to get to it. And this one is taking those parts of so often delivered on websites nowadays that are things that should catch your eye if you have some vision. Well, they'll now catch your ear if you don't have vision with JAWS 2023's latest update. That's the big thing in 2023. Also, we have support for the AMD processor now, so you can use JAWS on a wider range of computers. But those are the two big things in JAWS 2023.
Are there any updates at all to the firmware of the Focus Blue Braille displays?
No, actually, all of the hardware is still on its same platform at the moment. We know there is new technology in the portable range for Vispro coming along. I think the Transformer is a little way away from a new release. But actually, the basic standard portfolio of the Focus Braille displays, 14, 40 and 80, are there doing the job in the same way.
Yeah, because they're really robust and almost bulletproof displays, aren't they?
They are. Well, I'll tell you what I will be using now with one of those, or certainly with my smartphone. I'll be looking at the Habel One. I don't know if you've come across the Habel One. That's a new piece of technology that provides a very small six-button input device for something like a smartphone. So I might have my Focus Braille display, but I want something really, really, really portable. And this is the size of a credit card and not much more than the weight of a credit card. And if you rush down to Kensington Town Hall now, you could actually have one in your hands. But the Habel One is well worth a look at for you guys out there who are smartphone users and want something for Braille input.
And finally, Glenn, if people want to find out more about Sight and Sound technology, what's your website address?
Yeah, we're www.sightandsound.co.uk. Come and find us.
Well, thank you, Glenn, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure. Have a good day.